time I tried to find someone to take your place. It was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space and all I saw was your sweet face.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody. I have a very special treat for y'all. I'm not going to waste any time introducing stay-at-home dads, but they need a little bit of time to set up, so I'm going to be playing a little music for y'all while they set up in Studio A at WMFO here. Hope everybody's doing well. You're in for a treat today. These guys are the bomb. So I am super excited to get them in the studio to get going in a little bit. But for now, enjoy some tunes.
Out like a man. about what you don't know. And you can go looking for the high ground to see what's down that road. You ain't gonna see nothing but the seeds you sow. Top of the hill you see home. Now you might feel like a stranger, but know that it won't be long. Cause ain't no reason to hurry to that other shore. Cause you ain't gonna get nowhere till you know what for.
Everybody, welcome back to The Spec on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm so excited to have with me here in Studio A, the guys, stay-at-home dads. I don't want to waste any more time. Let these guys get going. Stay-at-home dads, take it away.
Stay-at-home dads, we're so excited to be here playing for Tufts Radio. We're going to be playing all of our songs today in reverse chronological order from when they were written. We decided to do this 20 minutes ago, so let's see how it
like
goes.
Like 5 minutes ago. All right, they will fight you, Lucas.
Got it.
TV and your hands are tied.
Thank you.
how you doing? I'll see you later. Well, good night.
Thank you. That's a song we wrote really recently. And you would know, that's a thing that you would know because we're playing it in reverse chronological order.
Crazy how that works.
So this next song is called Biggest Fan. Atticus, do you want to talk about it at all?
Yeah, this next song is called Biggest Fan. I wrote it recently. It is about my current partner, and we'd been friends for many, many, many years before we were dating. And this song's about a week before we started dating.
Hell yeah. Aw.
You know that I'm your biggest fan. I know how things get when they all fall down. You see right through. You always do. Get away. Sometimes you know that I'm your biggest fan. I'm your biggest fan.
I'm gonna keep adjusting my volume throughout the set.
Cool, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for popping in on the Stay at Home Dads in Bedford. As the setlist keeper, I announce the next song will be called Surfed Song. And this song was written by Atticus because he is a surfer.
Yeah, I surf a lot down at Salisbury Beach where I actually work with Nathan, our bass player.
Oh, yeah, shout out Salisbury Beach. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we just... Atticus lives a crazy life, so this surf song, I had to represent that, basically. One time we had a gig in Saudi Arabia. It was crazy. Atticus's father is friends with the Sultan. I checked the FCC. It's okay. All right, yeah, let's do surf song.
Yeah.
Secondary babe, this feeling that it's rising behind me, it's rising fast and I got nowhere to go. Color's tail coming up like a jet ski, I think I know. Rising fast and I got nowhere to go. Feel the tail coming up like a jet ski, I think I know.
I don't think I've ever soloed that good.
That was awesome. That was really awesome.
Good shit.
Okay, so next up on our list is a song that I wrote. And I sent Atticus a voice memo of it one time, and he liked it, so we do it. let me wipe the sweat off my head.
I'm right next to the AC. I'm living large.
Oh.
I know it's a radio show, you guys can't see it, but we're in a huge metal cage hanging above the city right now.
Yep.
It's actually incredible. I can
dangling
see everything
above here. Yeah,
throwing things at us.
So people are trying, but we're like millions of feet up in the air, so it won't be possible. All right, this is a song about how I used to play hockey with my friend Owen, on like the street, and like we would just get so really hurt a lot doing it. And so this song's called Twisted Busted Tooth, and if you could see me, you'd know why it's called that. But here it is. Twisted busted tooth, I think I knocked it loose playing hockey after school. Twisted busted tooth, I think I knocked it loose on a Monday. To you. That was an avant-garde version of it at the end there, where I hit the wrong chord. Yeah. I'm the Ringo of the band, so when I write a song, they're like, you can put it on the fridge. Like in Family Guy.
Connor, I really like that song.
Oh, thanks,
that's
buddy.
Yeah, it is one of my favorites. Maybe one day we'll play it right.
Yeah, exactly. One day. But yeah, I appreciate you guys all listening. If my mom and dad are listening, that'd be so awesome. Hey, guys. Shout out to Annette and Don, too. Shout out to my families, you know. Okay, cool. Our next song is called, I'm sorry, my family. This next song is called Reverse Cowboy. Wait, tell them what it's about.
This song's about Fallout New Vegas. I love Fallout New Vegas so much.
Certified
it's definitely
gamer.
It's definitely one of the best games to come out on the Xbox 360.
That's, okay, cool. Go get your Xbox 360s, everybody.
Is to find and Caesar's to kill, and I spent my last few caps on a 42, and the rain keeps falling, and I keep falling down. Yeah, the rain keeps falling, and I keep falling down. Been nice to me. All that radiation gave me a bad case of polio, and my back is aching from dodging bullets from all those broke back cowboys all slinging iron. And the rain keeps falling, and I keep falling down. Yeah, the rain keeps falling, and I keep falling down. Down.
That was beautiful. Goodness.
Gosh.
Oh,
that's a fun one. That one.
I love you guys.
That song, along with a few others we're going to play tonight, are going to be coming out the first few weeks of April.
Low-key, like, yeah. The rest of the songs that we're about to play tonight will be...
They'll be out... All of them will be out April 25th, but that song, Reverse Cowboy, is going to be the third and final single for the album. That will be coming out third week in April. I don't know dates.
Mixed by your boy, Oliver Lee. He did a great job, and he recorded us all, and we did it in Maine, and it was a beautiful... Hey, Nate.
Hi, I've just gotten really close to Connor so I can be near the mic.
I don't know if you guys can see, but he is stunning
right now.
Yeah,
can you see me right now?
Okay, this next song is called I Wanna Be Cool.
I do.
Okay, so Nate.
Yeah. Do you wanna... let's do that. There we go. Yeah.
That's not too loud.
All right, Connor's currently straddling.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Just check, is my drum volume's good?
As good as can be.
That's considerate Lucas. That's what we call him.
So this song's called I Want to Be Cool. If you look at the lyrics and a little bit in depth, you can tell that a lot of this song is ironic.
Because we're
I may do all the things in this song, and I may have all the tattoos that I talk about in this song, but it still is ironic to me.
Yeah, that works.
You have been flanderized.
Ready?
Yeah.
I want to be... I wanna be cool. I wanna drink Coronas. I want my own Ramona. I wanna be cool. I want a cigarette. And I want more tattoos. I wanna be a dog so I can be just like you.
start a band, even though we're not that good. I wanna start a band so all the girls think I'm cute. But I probably will. I wanna go to Spain, but I don't know how to swim. I wanna meet Salvador Dali, I wanna be like him. I wanna get a cat, and I wanna name it Fred. I wanna do something that I'm proud of before I'm dead.
It's written right here in the sheet music. Sing and play badly at the end. So just so you all know, that was an avant-garde choice.
That was on purpose.
And that's how we ended every time.
We're an avant-garde band.
Very, very intentional. Not that we make no mistakes.
We know exactly what
we're kind of like, we're like the Buster Keaton of bands. You know, we're just falling over and just like right into the seat in the right spot.
Someone called us.
Great pull, yeah.
Yeah, someone called us slacker rock once, and I've been going with that ever since.
Yeah, like how we all woke up at about noon today.
Someone called us the new Michael Jackson once.
No one said that. I really hope no one said that.
They're like, you're like Beethoven if he was cooler.
You're like Beethoven if he could, if he couldn't hear and he was bad at making music. All right. Let's just check my 6% phone again. See what, if you keep your phone. Yeah. We got cats and dogs. This is a great song because we all have cats and dogs, and we love our animals more than anything in the entire world. And,
shout out cats and dogs.
Yeah, just shout out Nash, shout out Kai, shout out Hachi, rest in peace.
Shout out Taco and Electro.
Shout out Billy.
Shout out Sonny.
Shout out Sonny from Lucas. Just, if the radio frequencies will hit them perfectly, I promise.
Yeah.
They'll hear it. Okay.
Cats and dogs. my cup. And I can't take it no more. See you with someone else. And this house ain't no home. Even when you're not around.
Nate does this like this little. It, Nate's a choir boy, so Nate can like, Nate can do these insane little like. If anybody just cried,
yeah,
you're real for that.
Teared up a little bit though.
You're real for that.
That's good. I foolishly walked away from the mic on that one, and then had to walk back towards the mic as we were playing.
Nate is the famous goofball of the group. If you wouldn't know,
I'm the comic relief.
The comic relief. No.
That's what they call me.
We don't need any relief from comedy. It's okay.
All right, all right.
This next song
I'm just gonna stay here.
Was our best song for like 2 months. And then we wrote cooler songs.
I'm guessing this is Another Life.
Yeah.
Hey, nice.
Cool.
Let's put on the Peach Pit tone.
Yeah, let us know if you want to be in the Stay Home Dads group chat. Just let us know, we'll put you in.
That's true.
It's real, and it's privileged.
Don't be turned up.
It's hard to get into.
Night.
bit crazy to see someone. As they truly are. Can't you see? I've been living a lie to kiss and another life. Oh, oh, oh,
something you might notice about that song is that it's already out. Don't listen to it. Wait for the new version to come out in a month.
It might, wait, is it out on the Duds Dungeon thing or not? Is that, we didn't play
it? We didn't play it on Duds.
Yeah, speaking of which.
Speaking of which, yeah, we just released a live session by Duds Dungeon. Woo-hoo. Down in, Weymouth? I think they're from
Plymouth, like Plymouth area.
Yeah, I think sure. It's Weymouth.
South Shore. Shout out.
South Shore.
I'll see you guys all in Foxborough for our gig at the Gillette Stadium.
But it's a good recording. It's really old. We all grown so much as musicians in that time. We recorded it about a year ago, and because of some issues having with the recording company, it took them like a year to put it out. We have a different drummer in those videos, but now we have Lucas.
We have Woo! Lucas.
Yes, that's me.
Yes. Lucas is our new drummer.
We love this guy.
New from like a month ago. But
new
like,
from months ago, yeah. Lucas was, he joined the band. He was our...
I'm the stay-at-home dad that stepped up.
Yeah. I'm not the stepdad, I'm the dad who stepped up. I'm the dad who stepped up. That's real. Nice. All right. Hey, what can I say? So this next song is called Birthday, and it's about how Atticus could never remember this... tell me if I'm wrong. It could never remember this girl's birthday, but then after they broke up, it was all he could think about.
Yeah.
During finals?
Pretty much, yeah. During finals week.
I don't mean to
tease. I was like, why am I upset? And it's because I was thinking about our birthday, which I couldn't remember for the life of me when we were actually dating.
So you might hear the word birthday in the song maybe once.
Hey, if you're listening out there and it's your birthday, that's cool.
I won't remember.
Cool. None of us will remember. We're sorry. The slacker rock. We're missing some cerebral cortex things.
For sure.
Each of us. We make one full birthday. All right, go ahead.
You start the song.
Whatever the hell you're talking about.
I remember conversations about love and death. Just two addicts living out live again. Superstitious musicians losing their heads. I don't want to go to class, want to sit in my bed and cry. Because it's your birthday, the week before we. Happens when final set is. I couldn't remember your birthday when we were dating. It's the first time you think of in my head. And write a couple of songs about losing you. Because it's your birthday, which was a week before we. Your birthday, which was a week before we.
We can pull this off.
Oh yeah.
Do you guys want to just skip? Let's skip the Chekhov's Gun and then Deuce.
Are we not doing I'm Gone?
Oh, we can do I'm Gone. Sure.
It's the first single.
It's the single.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's what this is all about, folks. Yeah. Money and. Selling. All
right. This next song is the first single off of the album. I'm so excited. It's coming out April 4th. It's gonna be the first like real professional piece of music that we've released as a band. Everyone put the work in. It was really good. So, Connor, start off the song. So we just got the 5 minute mark from our engineer. We are going to move to the monkey. Do you want to do the monkey and then close it out?
Actually, if we didn't do the monkey, then something very terrible would happen.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Okay.
Bad spirits.
So we'll do the monkey. And thanks so much for tuning in. This is gonna be our last song.
This song is a true story. You're not gonna tell that. It's like 14 minutes long. That you have to
tell. Oh yeah. We don't have time to tell you the whole thing.
Right. Just pay attention to the lyrics, and you'll get like a general idea of something that did really happen to Atticus.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, get ready for Monkey Slowed and Reverbed on the album, all right?
Yeah.
Monkey Slowed and Reverbed, some real stuff happens there. That's evil tone, but go for it. That's the evil monkey tone.
Wait, shout out your socials and everything before we leave.
Yeah, stay_at_home_dads_band.
Stay_at_home_dads_the_band. No underscore in that one.
Yeah. Or just follow us on Spotify under SAHD if that's easier.
Follow them everywhere. They're amazing. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
All
right. Monkey see, monkey do, Trudy.
Monkey lie, monkey die, jam roll.
I love the Midnight Gospel.
1, 2, 3, 4. Well, early one morning, I heard scratching at my door, and I thought I heard a creep, and I thought it was my cat. But it took only 3 seconds of feeling my hairy bed to realize that I don't have a cat. Fuck! The monkey. The monkey. Monkey. Me and the monkey ended up being friends as we traveled all day climbing trees. Then we drove around in my car talking about the police and how they need to make the difference. The monkey. The monkey. Monkey. Oh, ah, ah. And as he left, I promised wouldn't forget him as he looked back at me. And the last thing that he did was throw shit at me. The monkey. The monkey. Monkey. Oh, ah, ah.
Thank you so much for the stay at home dads. Goodbye.